Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, you probably know the bad news. Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There is a better alternative. Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. I have been using Monarch Money for over a year now, and it makes my weekly money dates so much easier and a lot less stressful. I tried all of the other personal finance apps, but they just didn't work for me. I love Monarch because I can see exactly where my money is going and track my goals all at the same time. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, your investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Monarch has a tool that also lets you easily import your data from Mint so you can keep all of your tags and categories. And unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, very intuitive design makes it so easy to set up, customize, and use. And one of the features I love most is Monarch has built-in features to collaborate with your partner, your family, or your financial advisor. You can invite them to your account at no extra cost. They get their own login, and you can have a joint view of your finances. Monarch is also the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up automatic rules for transactions. You can go to town with Monarch. Plus, they have ad-free privacy you can trust. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of the show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Comte-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the art of finding money and investing it with Jennifer Barrett from Acorns.
Millennial Money with Shauna Comte-Game. It will expand your brain.
Millennial Money Podcast is brought to you today by Freshly. Freshly's chefs make dinner a reality. Freshly delivers fully cooked, prepared meals straight to your door. You get to skip the shopping, the chopping, and all of that cleanup. All you have to do is heat them up, and your meal is literally ready to eat in only 3 minutes. And the best part? Freshly's fresh, all-natural meals cost 25% less per meal than the average cost of takeout. And you'll never be stuck sitting around waiting for the food to arrive. Right now, Freshly is running a special offer for Millennial Money listeners. Get 6 dinners cooked by their chefs for $20 off. To try Freshly out, go to freshly.com and enter code MILLENNIAL to get $20 off your first week. That's 6 meals for just $39 plus free shipping. Remember, the offer is only valid for a limited time, so go to freshly.com and enter code MILLENNIAL for $20 off and free shipping. All right, so it's Friday, and that means we have a new friend of the week to highlight. The friend this week is Jenna, and she has had such an amazing year. I just can't wait to share what she wrote into the podcast. So in her words, This year, I started listening to your podcast on iTunes, and I just want to thank you for all the great advice you've given me. You're such an inspiration to me, and I look forward to your podcast every day. At the beginning of the year, I was in some serious credit card debt. I had no emergency savings or even an account to put emergency savings in. Investing wasn't even on my radar, and budgeting was something that I avoided because I kept telling myself, I don't need a budget. I was wrong. Since listening to your show, I've opened several savings accounts with Capital One 360, paid down half of my credit card debt, started budgeting, and I've recently started investing and opened a 401k with my employer who offers a contribution match. I really like your opinion on credit cards and how they're such a useful tool if used right. This month, I was able to redeem $50 cash back from my credit card and paid no interest. I immediately stuck that money into my emergency savings. I also have found a new love for budgeting, which I think you'll be pleased to hear. I actually enjoy tracking my expenses now, and it feels good to watch my debt shrink and my savings and investments go up. I wish I would have started listening to your podcast before I started college. I would have been in such more financially responsible shape. Your podcast is the main reason I'm able to cross off many of my financial goals I've met in 2017, and I just wanted to write to you and say thank you. Well, Jenna, you earn a gold star for the day. You are quite an overachiever, and I'm so proud of what you've accomplished this year and cannot wait to see what you knock out next year. I mean, if you've done all of that in 2017, that is more than a lot of us do in like 5 years. So that is just incredible, and I feel so honored to be able to, you know, help point you down that direction. If you have a success story, we want to hear about it. There's no success that is too small when it comes to tackling something as stressful as dealing with your money. So head on over to the website, send us a note, let us know what you've achieved this year, and we want to highlight you so that we can all share in successes and we can all really cheer each other on. It's no secret that I am a huge fan of financial literacy. It's the reason that I do this podcast. It's the reason why I stick with it when sometimes I get tired or frustrated or, you know, whatever it may be, just life gets in the way, right? I mean, helping empower you to just, I think, to be better aware of your finances, but also your goals and what you want your life to look like. Those things I think are so important. And again, like anytime I get a negative comment about me or the advice I give, I think about all of you listening and I feel really excited to share what I know. You know, do I have all the answers? No, but I never claim to as well. Yeah, I just have this burning passion to help demystify money and, you know, really spread that message to as many people as humanly possible. So you feel empowered. You feel empowered over your own situation that you can make changes. You can make the life what you want to be, what you want it to look like, right? It doesn't have to look like everybody else's. So with all this talk about financial literacy, I wanted to have a chance to chat with Jennifer Barrett from a company called Acorns. They have an app that I really love because, you know, their mission is so similar to mine. Jennifer is the chief education officer at Acorns and editor-in-chief of their magazine, Grow, and she's a rock star, seriously. I mean, prior to joining Acorns, she was personal financial editor at CNBC Digital. Before that, she served as a senior VP and editor-in-chief at Daily Worth, which is a financial media company targeting women. Before that, she was a general manager of the Women and Teens Group at Hearst Digital, overseeing three magazine websites that reached more than 18 million readers a month when she left. She's co-authored two personal finance books, and she's written for all sorts of national publications. So she's done a lot. She knows a lot about financial literacy. She knows a lot about, you know, how to help people take better care of their finances. So I wanted to know, you know, what's happening at Acorns? I've heard a lot about Acorns. They're exploding in all the right ways. And I wanted to figure out, you know, what they're up to and why they might be a good tool for us to have on our phone and to help us start investing. So Jennifer, there's a trend that I'm seeing with millennials. You know, they're excellent savers according to all the surveys, but they aren't investing their money. Why do you think this is, and how can this impact someone in their 20s and 30s, in your opinion?
Sure. I mean, first of all, I think we need to differentiate between saving and investing. And if you look at investing, you know, under the larger umbrella of investing, savings could fall there because you are getting some kind of return on your money for saving. But right now, the yields that you can get on a savings account, and you know this, are just, I mean, historically low. I was just looking it up earlier today. Right now, the average annual yield on a savings account is less than 0.10%. So you're actually losing money compared to inflation if you leave your money in a savings account. And I think for a lot of people, putting money into a savings account just feels like a safe and responsible thing to do. And it is. It's certainly better than spending it. But I think there's a lot of fear around investing your money. And unfortunately, that prevents a lot of people, particularly people in their 20s and early 30s, from putting more money into the stock market in particular, where, you know, they could really benefit probably the most from the type of growth that you see in the stock market. They're doing themselves a disservice, because if you think about, you know, the average annual return on the S&P has been, you know, close to 10% if you go back 90 years on average per year, which is, you know, much, much higher than anything you could earn in a savings account or even in bonds right now. The trade-off, of course, is that, you know, the market goes up and down. And I think, I just think there's a lot of fear around it. A lot of people who are in their 20s were, you know, just sort of coming of age when the Great Recession happened. And, you know, they probably heard their parents or their grandparents talking about how the value of their 401k had dropped so much in this period, and saw that the anxiety around that, and maybe what they didn't totally absorb with the fact that the market has since turned. The S&P index is now up more than 80%. So anyone who'd actually left their money in their investment accounts in stocks would be doing just fine right now. But I think if you're exposed at an early age to something like the Great Recession, or in your teens, when you're just sort of old enough to understand that that's something really scary, but you aren't old enough to really understand the market and how it works, that it just, it leaves an imprint of fear on you. And so there's a lot of fear around investing in the market generally.
Yeah, absolutely. And your title is actually the Chief Education Officer at Acorns and Editor-in-Chief of Grow. You know, are these trends that you're also seeing with your Acorns customers that are younger, that are in their 20s?
Well, I think Acorns, one of the reasons we exist is because investing historically has been treated as something that's very complicated and something that you wouldn't understand, and you need to pay someone else to do for you. And, you know, even with a 401k, there are just reams and reams of instructions, and it all feels a bit overwhelming. And Acorns is successful right now, and we have more than 2.4 million users as of the beginning of December. I think we're really successful in part because we just make investing so simple, and we take away a lot of the fear around it. You know, particularly we have a feature called Roundups, which is probably our best known feature. And with that, you link your bank accounts, and then every time you use a debit card or a credit card, if you've linked one, we just round up the purchase and we invest the difference for you. So it's done in the background of your life. It's automatic. You don't really have to think about it, and it's adding up. And, you know, we find that users will invest $35 or more, you know, worth of spare change.
Wow.
Each month or around that. Yeah, it's really incredible. And, you know, what we see beyond that is that as they see their balance grow, and they also start to gain kind of a better understanding of what they're investing in, because we educate them about, you know, the mix in our portfolios and about the market in general, we see that they'll start to set up recurring investments too. So they start adding more and more money to their account. So Roundups is kind of a way to put your toe in the water, and it's spare change, right? So it feels like you're hardly taking any risk at all. It would just be, you know, gathering dust in your couch, or, you know, sitting in a drink holder in your car or something. So the bar is very low. And then it's sort of incumbent on us to explain to them and educate them, because many of our users have never invested before, certainly not outside of a 401k.
Life does not happen bi-weekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin, it's an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, the money you get from Earnin, it could do a lot of things. Maybe you spend it on a gift for someone special in your life, or in my case, an unexpected and very expensive trip to the vet for my pup Winnie. Or maybe you use the money towards your upcoming rent payment. There are lots of ways the Earnin money could go to use. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin, T-A-L-K-I-N, money, under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin, money, under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Want to know the number one money question I'm asked? It's how to get started investing without being overwhelmed. So if you're asking yourself the same question, then you have to check out the Investing for Beginners podcast. The hosts, Dave and Andrew, they break down investment terms and strategies in a way you can finally understand. I love that they're making investing accessible, and they have an entire podcast dedicated to helping you invest better. Even if you're not ready to start investing, they explain the stock market and financial updates so you can really understand what is being said on the news. If you're ready to learn more about investing, I'd recommend you start with two of my favorite episodes. Listener Q&A, how do you start investing with $1,000, where they explain how you get started right away. And Back to Basics of Building Your Portfolio, where they explain how to build a portfolio from scratch. The Investing for Beginners podcast is a great way to start expanding your relationship with money. Find Investing for Beginners podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. So talk about that a little bit, you know, for the new investors, and there's so many different apps out there, and I get a lot of questions about just kind of confusion over, you know, how does somebody who's a new investor weigh pluses and minuses of the different apps? So maybe walk us through how Acorn works and some of the features of Acorn.
Sure. Yeah. I think, you know, most of our users are younger and don't have as much experience investing, but our portfolios and our approach, I think, actually make a lot of sense for more seasoned investors too, because they're built on really solid principles. What I like about it personally is that we encourage people to invest regularly. So to get in the habit of automatically putting money towards your future every month, which is a great habit to get into. And really, and I'll step back here again, because when you talk about the savings versus investing question, you know, it's less really, and you know this, it's less about how much you're actually setting aside in an investment account every month than just getting into the habit of automatically diverting some of the money that you earn each month towards your future and into your investments. And so I love the fact that we really help people start to build those habits, and then they can just keep adding to them. But we also, you know, our portfolios are really well diversified. We have 5 portfolios. They contain literally thousands of stocks and highly rated corporate and government bonds. You know, because we use fractional investing, we're able to invest across a really wide array of stocks and bonds. And we invest in really low cost exchange traded funds. So you lose very little to expense ratios and, you know, those operating fees that come out of your returns. And then we automatically reinvest your dividends. We automatically rebalance your portfolio. So we take care of a lot of things that you should be doing anyway as an investor. And then we sort of educate you about what we're doing.
Yeah.
I think that's unique.
Talk a little bit about the concept of fractional investing, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's not a new idea, but in practice, you haven't really seen it in practice much until recently. And that is really the idea that rather than buying a full share of a stock in a company or in an exchange-traded fund, for example, that has lots of different stocks within it, you are buying one fraction of a share. So that means that's how we're able to round up change and then invest as little as $5 for our users, and still be able to spread it across a really wide range of stocks and bonds, because we're just buying a very small percentage of each one.
Yeah, okay, that makes total sense. And then, you know, the fintech space in general is booming. You know, what do you think this space is going to be like, you know, even in just 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you know, and how will Acorns evolve?
We have a lot of things on our roadmap, so I will say that, and I can't get into a lot of detail on most of them, but we just launched a product called, we have a wait list open for a product called Acorns Later, which is, you know, they're essentially IRAs, the traditional IRA, a Roth, and an SEP, but we called it Acorns Later on purpose because just the concept of retirement is so different for this generation. I think a lot of people are wondering if they can even retire. They're wondering if Social Security will even exist. There are people who are now taking these like mid-career quote-unquote retirement breaks. So because retirement has started to lose its meaning, or at least the traditional way we think about retirement, we called it Acorns Later because we're just encouraging people to think about, this is money that you want for the long term. You want it for later, whatever later means to you. And so we launched the sign up this month, and we'll launch the product at the beginning of next year. We just launched gift cards. So now you can gift Acorns accounts to other people and gift money to other people's accounts, which is really nice for the holidays. And then we have several more things on our roadmap. But I think the fintech space in general, I mean, my God, when you look at the level of innovation that we've already seen just in the last few years,
it's crazy.
I think we're sort of exploiting. It's insane. And it's so, I just, you know, as someone who, I was a financial journalist for several years before I joined Acorns. And so I've covered a lot of this stuff. And it's just, to me, I think we're at a really, really exciting moment because, you know, you're seeing so much money going into these startups and so much innovation. And we're at this point, they're really exploiting every pain point we have as consumers. So you have startups that will go in and renegotiate your bills for you and just take a cut of it. You have you know, startups that will let you know if there's a promo code you missed and didn't use when you're about to check out. There are, you know, there are startups that offer microloans. There are startups that offer, sort of a cheaper equivalent to payday loans, where they give you just enough money to get you to your next payday at a fraction of what you would spend for payday loan. So I think what you're seeing is all of these places where, you know, big banks and I would say payday lenders were sort of exploiting people to some degree, or, you know, it was really painful for consumers. I think you've got a lot of really socially conscious entrepreneurs out there saying, wow, there's really got to be a better way to do this. And if we can make it more efficient by creating a platform or taking, you know, creating algorithms, and so we don't have a lot of money that we're spending on headcount necessarily, or we're just creating these efficiencies, we can help consumers save money and save time and make things, you know, make it a lot less painful and give them incentives even to save more money, to invest more. I mean, I think we use a lot of, we look at behavioral finance and we look at behavioral economics, and we actually use a lot of those cues. We have a behavioral economist on our board. And I think if you look at startups like Long Game, for example, they looked at the amount of money that people were spending on lottery tickets. And they created this savings game where you put money in and you're giving up the interest you would earn. So for someone like me, I would never do this. But for someone who's spending a lot of money on a lottery ticket, if they even put some of that money into the savings account instead, they take the interest that you would get and they put that into a pot and they reward people huge amounts, like every, I think it's every week or two. So, and it's been very successful. So you see that we are now taking what we've learned from a behavioral perspective and putting these nudges in place to help people make the right decisions now, you know, and we're taking advantage of efficiencies and we're taking advantage of new technology. And I think the combination of all of these things and the money that's going into these startups, it's extraordinary, and it is going to completely change the landscape. And I think ultimately make us better savers, make us better investors. It's going to make a phenomenal difference.
Yeah, and I think that's so what's exciting. Yeah, that's what's so exciting, because I feel like we're finally in an environment where, you know, there's an eagerness to learn about personal finance and there's an eagerness to use these tools that, you know, like you said, didn't exist that many years ago. And it's really changing the way, especially, you know, young millennials are able to approach their money.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a chance to change the narrative for this generation. You know, I'm a young Gen Xer, and we're sort of the lost generation, I think, because we're small and we're often overlooked. And I think every generation has its issues in trying to save money. And as a country, we are really struggling to save money, and we're also doing a terrible job of educating people about money. Just terrible. So we really have a long way to go. But I do think that all of these tools that are out there, all of these new apps, all of these startups are really, I think so many of them are actually led by people, certainly in the case of our CEO, driven by people who are really like very socially conscious and really want to make a difference and really want to help people improve their finances. I think it's driven from a really good place in most cases. And my God, I mean, there are so many improvements we could make. I was, you know, as chief education officer, I spent a lot of time thinking about financial education. And, you know, you look at the fact that only 17 states have a personal finance requirement for high school students. So, you know, the vast majority of Americans still, and this is millennials too, are graduating without ever having had a formal education around personal finance. And it's really one of the single most important things when you look at the quality of someone's life. If you don't know how to manage your money, it has a really profound impact on your quality of life. So we're, as a country, we're doing a great disservice, to this generation and really all of us by not actually making that a requirement in education. But I agree that I think people are more aware of that now, and I think there's more interest in it, and I think there's more... there are more opportunities to educate yourself. So we're taking steps. I wouldn't say
baby steps.
Yes.
Baby steps. Yeah, you know, and you,
we're going in the right direction.
Exactly. You know, you have such an interesting background. You've achieved so many things, you know, and everybody always talks about money successes, but I think we grow from learning, you know, that the money journey isn't always linear for most people. Are there any, you know, couple of tips that you would give to listeners, you know, that are struggling with that idea that they have to be perfect with their finances?
Oh my God. I mean, I think nobody's perfect with their finances. Even the greatest money minds, I mean, you look at some of the top investors, they won't admit it very often, but sometimes they make bad bets too. And everyone makes mistakes with money. So I think the first thing we have to do is just sort of forgive ourselves for any mistakes that we make. And one of the best things is that you can just start taking small steps right now, today, no matter what your finances are like today, and you can really see some big improvements. And, you know, we spend a lot of time trying to find people to profile for Grow. That's the digital magazine that Acorns publishes, who have done that, because we found that it really resonates with our readers. And it's, I mean, just personally, I enjoy reading it because it's not that hard. You know, you might feel like, my God, I've got debt and I'm living paycheck to paycheck, which is, by the way, most of America.
Yes.
And how am I ever going to get ahead? And it just all feels so overwhelming. And so if you can just not think of it like, oh my God, I have so much to do, and just start with one very simple thing, you know, like even if it's putting $5 a month into your investment account, if it's just automating your bills so that you don't miss a bill payment, little steps like that start to add up. And what you see happen, and I'm sure that you've seen this, is that, you know, when people start, and these sort of small wins, these small money wins, gives you confidence and it motivates you to keep taking more steps. So it's less about taking one giant step with your finances and more about just taking little, you know, small steps every week or every month so that you're moving in the right direction. And then you'll get there. You'll see them start to add up.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. So Jennifer, tell the listeners where they can go to find Acorns and what's the process for signing up.
Sure. I mean, you can find out more at acorns.com or just go to the App Store and you can download the app. The app, it's free to download. And then once you open an account, it's $1 a month. And for that, you get, you know, we automatically invest our Roundup. We reinvest your dividends and you can earn money, you know, you're earning more money on your account. And so as your account balance starts to build up, I find that the reinvested dividends offset the fees immediately. But we also have a program called Sound Money. We have over 150 different companies that we work with now. And so when you spend with them, they put money into your Acorns account. So for example, I spend a lot of money with Zappos. This is well known in my company. And so I've earned, let's just say it's closing in on $100 worth of sale money in my Acorns account from just by making purchases on Zappos. So you can do it through the app or you can, you know, each of them are a little bit different. But if you take advantage of programs like that, so that's essentially free money, right, that's being invested in your account. So we are constantly looking for different ways to help boost your balance. So it's really easy. So you sign up on Acorns, you link a bank account. You are defaulted into the Roundups program, and then, although you can decide not to stay in it. And then you have an option to set up a recurring investment or to make a one-time investment. You can, we have a new option that lets you double or quintuple the Roundups you put in. I just started doubling mine because I felt like the Roundups I was putting in, I hardly noticed the difference. And so I figured I would double it and see if it felt painful, I would bring it back down, but it's been okay so far. And, you know, so we have a lot of different ways that it's easy to get in and just do Roundups and kind of test the waters. And then we have all of these ways that you can get more money in your account and help grow your money faster.
That's the name of the game, isn't it? Help you grow your money faster. I don't know about you, but I certainly would love to have my money grow faster. And I love the idea of finding money, that Acorns helps you find money, because that's something I talk about on this podcast all the time, is that there's always a way to find money. And no matter what your income is, even if you make a lot of money, there's still ways for you to find money in your bank account. And I think using tools like Acorns and a lot of the other apps that are out there that really help do this for you is just an awesome way to, you know, position you better with your finances. It's almost like you don't even have to think about this anymore. All of these really intuitive apps are doing this for you. So as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, please do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.